I'm Kyle Stokes on Air Talk. Coming up at half past the hour, we're going to be talking about the portrayals of gender stereotypes in advertising. An interesting conversation here about when those stereotypes can be harmful and when those stereotypes should or might be removed from advertising. But first, the state auditor's office this week had a harsh assessment of the Cal State University system's finances. Specifically, an audit says the Cal State system has stashed away more than $1.5 billion, all while increasing student tuition and lobbying state government for increased funding. But the university system has been pushing back on this audit, and joining me to discuss it is a reporter for the Sacramento Bee, Sosin Marar, who covers school accountability and has been following this story. Sosin Marar, thank you so much for joining us on Air Talk.
Thank you for having me.
So what is it that the state auditor says went wrong here?
Well, the state audit looked at two things. It looked at the CSU holding public funds outside the state treasury, and it also looked at the oversight and management of the parking program at various universities, including Sacramento State, Fullerton, and San Diego. And that's what they say went wrong. There's $1.5 billion stashed out in outside accounts in a reserve. And also, we've been putting money towards parking programs that the audit says did not improve parking at various college campuses.
Why did this audit happen in the first place? Maybe you can walk us through some of the backstory. I understand this was requested.
It was requested. So the California State University Employees Union requested Assemblymember Sharon Quirk Silva from Fullerton to conduct the audit. So this has been an ongoing process. State Auditor Elaine Howell presented this report yesterday, and we've been anticipating these findings for about a week now, knowing that it was quite a large sum of money in outside reserves.
Yeah. Now, the Cal State University system's response has been that these aren't exactly reserves. Can you walk us through that response? Like, what do they mean, this $1.5 billion of, discretionary, unrestricted money in these accounts isn't reserves?
Sure. So I spoke directly with Chancellor Timothy White of California State University, and he said there's a difference between using the word reserves and surplus, saying, surplus implies that this is money that's being stashed away. But a reserve is what money that might be needed on a rainy day. So they said there are three reasons why California State University has these reserves. One, it was to cover any short-term obligations. This includes anything from, debt, financial aid. Another is to cover maintenance that needs to be done on the 23 campuses. A couple of years ago, the state used to take care of these maintenances and facility upgrades, but now that burden is on the state universities. And the third was to offset any, possible economic recession or any uncertainty that we might face in the coming year. So they said this money, was really important, and they did call it kind of like a rainy day fund that they may need in the future.
So the Cal State University system has something like $27 billion, I believe, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that they get in student tuition. And that's where a lot of their operating revenue comes from. I mean, so in that perspective, if you put $1.5 billion up against that, is that a lot of money, or is that? I mean, I guess there might be an argument that could be made that it's prudent that there's this kind of money lying around.
Sure, and that's a good argument. I think what was most telling with this and concerning for many finding out this audit report was that a lot of this money was coming from tuition, and we saw that tuition had increased over the years. It's gone up to almost $6,000 in 2017, and so if this reserve money is coming from tuition, students are largely paying for it. And so are they seeing the money? Are they seeing the benefits of their tuition? Are they kind of seeing that return of investment? In particular, when we look at the parking program, I think if you ask any California State University a student who commutes to school, they struggle with parking. Here in Sacramento, they built, I believe, three new parking structures in the last, decade or so, or more than that. And they are still complaining about parking. So the question is, yes, while there's a lot of money in the state universities, you know, where is it going and how are the students benefiting from that?
Yeah, one of the universities mentioned, by the way, that is was dinged for its for building parking structures was Cal State Channel Islands in here in, mm-hmm. in our listening area in Ventura County. So the question, I guess, going forward here, well, not going forward, the broader context, I mean, is that the UC system actually was dinged in a similar way in previous years over a smaller amount of money being held in reserves. I'm wondering if you can sort of talk about the context of that here.
Right. So that happened in 2017, and the UCs, they were dinged for $175 million. And while that made news and that made waves when we heard about the state audit report for California State University, it really trumps that number at $1.5 billion. So it kind of gives you – that really does give you a context of, you know, how much money this really is when University of California – was putting away $175 million in outside reserves.
Do you have any sense of whether there's going to be a negative reaction that CSU is going to have to deal with here?
I would say that reaction has already started. I've seen a lot of, you know, just online comments. There are a lot of angry students, some saying that they already want their, you know, some type of compensation. But I think the question is just transparency. A lot of people in the state are really calling for all universities. These are public institutions. You know, where is the transparency? And I think moving forward, there will be a call for that in terms of, you know, showing where the funds are going, why there are reserves in the first place. You know, the chancellor's office says that there has been transparency. This isn't something that wasn't ever mentioned in their paperwork. They've made it clear that there are reserves. I think the concern here is highlighting that it was $1.5 billion.
Sosin Marar is a reporter for the Sacramento Bee covering school accountability, who's been following the story of a Cal State system audit by the state auditor's office, a finding this week that the Cal State University system has more than $1.5 billion stashed away, the university obviously disputing the characterization. Sosin Marar, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on Air Talk to talk about gender stereotypes.